Christopher Trent. The University of Sydney, Department of Physics, third year graduate student. The development of fiberbrag gratings for OH suppression at near-infrared wavelengths. Hey, did you know that the atmosphere is glowing? This air glow is too faint to see with the human eye, but astronomers can detect it from the ground with telescopes. If the air glow were any brighter in the visible portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, astronomers would not be able to see as many objects in the sky because of the poor contrast. Unfortunately, this is exactly the case in the infrared, where the air glow is 1,000 times brighter. This makes it almost impossible to study the faint and distant objects formed in the early universe with telescopes from the ground, because the visible light emitted by these objects is stretched into the infrared as the universe expands. We could use a space telescope, but those are really, really expensive. And let's face it, astronomers aren't exactly the most wealthy people on the planet, so they need to figure a way to filter out the infrared air glow from the ground if they want to study the early universe. The key to doing this is the fact that the infrared air glow is mostly the bright and narrow emission lines from excited hydroxyl molecules, which are formed by a reaction between hydrogen and ozone in the atmosphere. As part of my PhD, I have developed a complex filter that blocks a large number of the skylines, yet leaves all of the light in between the lines. The filter is written directly into an optical fiber made of silica glass with a core diameter approximately the width of a human hair by exposing it to a high-power ultraviolet laser. With these special fibers, the infrared window is now wide open to astronomers, and we can begin answering the big questions. Questions like, what is the nature of dark energy and dark matter? How and when did the first stars form? How and when did the universe first reionize? How and when did galaxies form, and how did they evolve? Just to give you a taste of the questions we can begin to probe with these special fibers. Research made possible by funding from the National Science Foundation and the Australian Research Council. Work done in collaboration with the Australian Astronomical Observatory.